Outside of Scotland, there's at least one country that's cheering on the independence vote. I'm talking about Russia. We turn to Charles Maines for many things Russian. So, Charles, why is Russia so happy about this? How are they spinning this?
Well, I think a lot of the excitement here for the Scottish independence surrounds actually events in Crimea, in former Ukraine. As you know, Russia annexed Crimea earlier this year, and Russians would argue that that was done through a referendum. While that's obviously been condemned by most of the international community, from the Russian point of view, they say the will of the people was respected, and that's why Crimea is where it is now. So for them, it's a real chance to kind of promote this idea that certainly self-determination and issues of independence are respected here as well as in the UK.
But Crimea was a case of coming back into the Union. I mean, this is about breaking away. I mean, that seems kind of odd.
Well, there are some fundamental differences, of course. And also, certainly, if you look at the way the referendum was held in Crimea, in Scotland, this is something that's been building for years and years, and we're hitting this kind of critical juncture. It's also part of the constitutional process. You compare that to what happened with Russia and Ukraine, and certainly that was a referendum that was held in 2 weeks' time. There were soldiers on the ground to help enforce it, and that may have explained in some ways the results.
Right, so kind of we support autonomy. How does the vote in Scotland play generally into Russian perceptions about the West?
Well, I think, there's this idea. I mean, part of why they're cheering this on is that, if you look, it's kind of a narrative that's being pushed in state media here, which is that, that somehow liberal Western democracies are weak. I mean, here you have the United Kingdom splintering apart. In the past, they've given a lot of attention to whenever, for example, the state of Texas is interested in secession, and you hear some grumblings about that in the U.S., it gets a lot of play here. And so meanwhile, you look at what's happening with the Russian Federation, you have territories that are clamoring to join the Russian Federation. So it just kind of plays into this wider story and narrative that's pushed here that Russia is on the right path and growing, whereas some of the Western liberal democracies are getting weaker and falling apart.
It kind of suggests that the Russian government is pro-self-determination.
Well, yeah, they love to kind of play around with these, particularly of late, they love these words like federalization, decentralization, self-determination. I mean, they're all, big words, but the kind of dirty secret here is that, the Kremlin promotes this in its near abroad. They love to talk about this in its neighboring states, particularly when it comes to the rights of ethnic Russians. Where they're not so fond of it is in their own backyard, when this happens in its regions, for example.
Right. So, I mean, is anybody kind of underscoring that in Moscow?
Well, in Moscow, less so. But if you look at kind of a longstanding issue with the regions, particularly in a very resource-rich country like Russia, I mean, you look at Siberia. Earlier this summer, we had a kind of sort of a mock art protest done by a local artist activist type there called a March for Siberian Federalization. Well, that didn't go over very well with the authorities. They banned all references to it on the internet. They threatened some of the organizers with separatism charges, criminal charges. And so I think there's a real kind of sense that this will not pass by the government here. And it's part of, first of all, you have to look at the way this government has been organized under Vladimir Putin. It was not always the centralized when Russian President Boris Yeltsin first came to power after the Soviet Union broke up. He told the regions to basically grab as much power as they possibly could. When Putin came to power, he felt as though that was too chaotic, and he instituted this very centralized system of government. It's very effective for basically kind of ruling over these regions. The downside of it is it's not very effective for actually governing on the local level. I mean, there are lots of problems that Russians face on a daily basis that are, would seem to be very solvable. Issues like potholes, wild dogs, problems with public utilities, and all this stuff never gets addressed because essentially it's the federal government that's supposed to deal with it.
So, Charles, what will the Kremlin media czars do if the Scottish referendum gets voted down? Just ignore the story?
Well, I suppose they'll say the will of the people is respected and they'll kind of tailor it back to normal. They might also look to some other territories. For example, there's one of the hot spots is Catalonia. We might see something happen there. We might also see something happen with Transnistria. This is the sort of frozen conflict that's part of Moldova.
Moscow-based reporter Charles Maines.